And Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 466 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 76 and sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the line and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Andrew Gravine. Andrew, how are you doing?
Very good. Very good, Cy. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. You bet. And where do you make home these days, Andrew?
Home is in Merrill, Wisconsin, which is about 20 minutes north of Wausau, Wisconsin. About 40-45 minutes straight north of Stevens Point, if those towns mean anything to anybody.
Okay, you bet, you bet. All right, and yeah, I got a chance to meet you and hear you play that concertina back at Dale Damon's memorial service, and a sad occasion of sorts there, just the fact that we lost such a great concertina player and his son Dominic. Circumstances were just awful, but it was a nice, a positive memorial service. That's what Dale's wife, Sherry, hoped to have. And you were one of the great musicians providing music that day and making it somewhat of a happy day out of a bad situation. So kudos to you for doing that. Why don't you tell us how you got that? Well, first of all, start with where you were born and raised and who mom and dad and a little bit about the family.
Sure. So I was born and raised right here in Merrill, Wisconsin, 28 years ago on Wednesday.
Oh.
Just turned 28. So,
well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Mom and Dad are Jerry and Deb Gravine. They've got a music background as well, both playing in bands since they were in high school. Dad played with some polka bands around the area starting when he was 15 years old. He played the trumpet, and he was thought out as he was a young lad who could sing German.
So oh, okay.
The polka bands kind of wanted him for the area. Eventually, he went on to play with Dan Gritzmacher from Wausau, Wisconsin. He's pretty well known around the area.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of sending me to a babysitter on Sunday, they just brought me along to the dances. So that's where I learned to dance by my mother. And they said that I would always stand up at the front of the stage, and I would always have my eyes fixed on Dan. I would just kind of stand there staring with my mouth open when he was playing the concertina.
So, all right.
I wanted to start playing when I was four, but they said no, I was too young, and so I started playing about when I was 5 years old.
Okay. Made you wait that one more year.
Yeah.
All right. And what did you start playing for concertina then?
Started playing a really small echo, really small learner's model, and Dan actually had to modify the handrails and do a little modifications of the keyboard because my hands were so small.
Sure.
So that had something to do with making me wait, along with, you know, a 4 or 5 year old telling mom and dad that they want a toy that's worth several $100. They wanted to make sure I wasn't just going to put it to the side the next week and forget about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, now I'm playing, I think I've got 4 or 5 different concertinas sitting around here. So
oh, you do?
Two more on the way.
Okay, and a new one on the way, huh? All right.
New one, yep.
Well, that's awesome.
It's being built right by now by Josh Zellner. It's being built with Supreme.
Okay, very good. And what are some of the other concertinas that you take out?
My main one is a B-flat 1972 Hengels, which was at one time owned by Jerry Schuft.
Okay.
And then I also play a E-flat Musette Echo. And that one was built by Bob Novak around 2008 or 2009, originally built for Gordy Lurkey, Tina Gordy.
Yeah.
And then that one got sold to Bruce Libby, Roberts, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I ended up buying it from Bruce 2 years ago, I would say.
Okay.
And then a Stradivarius C-sharp, with C-sharp/D-flat.
So, okay.
Play all those as well. And then the new one that's coming from Josh is a key of C, and then he's also has a another C-sharp coming my way, a Bill Brown concertina.
Okay, awesome. And so you are really hyped up about playing. Are you playing frequently these days? Or, I mean, I know COVID shut us down there for a couple, 3 years, but how's things looking these days?
I'm not playing too much simply because I work 2 weekends a month, so playing for dances and events are kind of hard. There's not a whole lot of ballrooms around here that are playing, but we just got to try to change and find some different venues, I guess, for lack of a better term. The dance halls are certainly kind of fading, but beer gardens and events like that are certainly taking off, kind of going away a little bit from the big, you know, 6 or 8 piece band down to a 1 or 3 piece.
So, yep, I totally agree with you. We have a lot of these microbreweries popping up in our area, and a lot of them have patios or places where they can have music, and it's not like they can hold 800 people or anything like that, but they can have a nice crowd of 100, 150, maybe up to 200 people on some of these patios and along with the indoor. And if you get some nice weather like we're experiencing right now, boy, that music really sounds good outside, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It absolutely does. Yep. So I wouldn't, you know, people kind of say that sometimes the polkas are dying or the concertina is dying, and I would say that things are more so evolving or changing. It's really taking off with those microbreweries and the 1 to 3 piece bands. So
yep.
Things are just changing, kind of going away from the dance crowd, but polkas and the concertina are definitely still alive and well.
Well, and I'll tell you, just spending a moment on Dale Damon there, I was so impressed with how many good concertina players took the stage that day. You know, you get this doom and gloom from a lot of people that there's nobody coming up, there's nobody playing. And then I seen you play, and I seen Colton Tupi play, and, Blake Klostermeyer was there, and those are just the three of you that I think of right off the top of my head. Of course, Adam Sandhurst, very young yet. Even Carl isn't that old yet. Dwight Stang, there was a lot of good players there that day.
There certainly was. There's more players too. Well, ones that, you know, can't get out very much. I know one, Matt Wondro. He's a good friend of mine. He lives down just south of the border in Illinois, and he frequently plays with a polka band called the Gary Beal Band. They play up at a German restaurant called the Essenhaus in Madison, Wisconsin, and they get a lot of college kids in there, and they get the place absolutely packed Friday and Saturday. So
oh, that's awesome.
So it's alive and well.
You bet. Well, So, Andrew, backing up a little bit. So, back, you started in 5 years old there. Well, you went through school, and concertina is not really a school instrument. So, did you take band in school? Did you play any other instruments along the way?
I did take band. I played the trumpet. I followed Dad's footsteps, and I started playing that in grade school, fifth grade band or sixth grade band through eighth grade. And then I quit a little bit in high school. Didn't play freshman and sophomore year, but I did play in the band junior and senior year.
Okay. Did you ever get the occasion to play the concertina in school at all?
Just when it would be for little parties or they would tell me to bring the concertina in. But in grade school, I was really shy to bring the concertina in because nobody really knew what it was.
Yeah.
And being so young, I didn't get over my stage fright yet. So I was really skeptical and didn't want to bring that into to play for others.
Well, and I went through the same thing. I had taken lessons when I was in second grade for 5 years from Betty and Tony Wolf over in St. Joe, Minnesota. My dad was their drummer for the first 10 years of their existence. So I had a similar story as you. But you get into those school years there, and the concertina wasn't necessarily so accepted, and you're always afraid of peer pressure, aren't you? When you're in those young years, you're still finding your way?
That is so accurate. And growing up and even getting into my, I guess, quote-unquote older years, I find it kind of difficult to play for people that don't really appreciate it very much.
Yep.
Once you get someone that appreciates the music and appreciates the instrument, then it's a little easier. But things are easier now.
Oh, absolutely. And I had a good buddy in high school there that was playing in a polka band, and he's the one that got me turned around, showing me that polka music could be cool and you could make some money at it. And you know, instead of going out with your friends and spending money, you could, they were all out spending money and you were making a few dollars. So it looked like a whole better deal after I got myself turned around.
Absolutely.
You bet. Well, so are you married or engaged or where are you at in life?
Engaged to be married. I've been with my fiance for 6 years.
Oh, good for you.
And, yes, and so we are engaged to be married in 2025.
Okay.
In September.
Good for you. And does she like polka music?
She's more of the sports girl. She grew up playing sports, and I grew up playing music. She plays hockey and softball still to this day.
Oh, wow.
Big hockey fan, but she 100% supports me with my music. She appreciates it. She actually kind of gets me a couple of jobs here. I'm playing in a Christmas festival up in her hometown of Tomahawk come early December. So, anytime I want to go to a dance or a festival, she says, go have a good time supporting.
Well, wonderful. Now, did you say that you actually have a band then too? Are you playing a lot of one and two gigs, or what are you doing these days?
I do have a band, I guess, for lack of a better term. It's called Concertina AJ and the Gang.
Okay.
AJ are my first two initials. Mm-hmm. It's essentially just members of the old Dan Gritzmacher band that my dad played with. We don't play too often. There's not, I guess, really a demand for it. Also, I really don't put myself out there because, like I said, I work two weekends a month as it is.
Sure.
So it's, weekends are kind of valuable, but we usually play a four-piece.
Okay.
Tuba, drums, and keyboard. And we'll probably play, I don't know, maybe two or three times a year together.
Neat.
But otherwise, it's a lot of solo birthday parties and anniversary parties. And just played at one of the nursing homes in town yesterday.
So okay, very good.
A lot of stuff like that.
And I missed one backing up again once again. So you were learning to play the concertina. Were you self-taught, or did you actually take lessons from Dan or somebody?
Yeah, for a while there, when I very first started out, I did take lessons from Dan Gritzmacher.
Mm-hmm.
Took lessons for about 2, maybe 3 years. And then I kind of just ventured off on my own. At that time, I really would only play songs that I knew and were familiar to me. So a lot of songs that I would play were stuff from Dan that he would play in the band. Listened to a lot of Brian Brigham, listened to a lot of Carl, so the less challenging tunes that they play are ones that I picked up.
Well, good. Very good. Well, Andrew, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. Yeah, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue it, if that's all right.
Very good.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, one of the finest meat markets around. This week, in fact, June 3rd, marks 55 years since my dad, Junior Funenstein, along with partner Dave Tolfin, bought the St. Joe Meat Market from John Flieger. A lot of good times have been experienced over these years. That is when I started at the meat market as well. 55 years later, we miss Junior coming in every day with the mail. However, his legacy continues in his children and now grandchildren and on occasions great-grandchildren. Cy, myself, is now retired, does not put on an apron anymore. Just think, though, 55 years back, ground beef was only 39 cents per pound. A quarter of beef was going for 59 cents per pound. But also, you could buy gas for 19 cents per gallon. Yes, some things have certainly changed in 55 years, but what hasn't changed is the great quality of meat and great service that you have come to expect. Yes, and the second and third generation of Junior's family at the St. Joe Meat Market hope to be around for many more years to come. Always more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market. Like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913 for more information. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Andrew, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice package of meat there for you at the St. Joe Meat Market. And along with Chasm, we send that out to you priority mail. You get it in a day or so and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
That sounds absolutely fantastic. I cannot wait.
All right. Yeah, you'll get a nice assortment of some brats and hot dogs and bologna, summer sausage, bacon, snack sticks, little snack packs, all smoked meats, all meats that can travel through the mail safely and still be good. So, we're looking forward to sending that out to you. I would imagine you've maybe had a good brat at some of the fests over the years.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Brats and sauerkraut are one of my favorite, but I'm definitely excited for this meat package here and trying some of the meats from the St. Joe's Meat Market.
That's well, very good.
I'm looking forward to it. So thank you. Thank you very much for sending that.
You are welcome. You are very welcome. Well, as you started playing, I'm sure you had your eye on other concertina players, and you mentioned Dan Grutzmacher and, of course, Brian and Carl. Any other ones, some of the older guys that you really looked up to, appreciated over the years?
Now, once I'm kind of looking into more music, I guess, if you will, getting a more variety, listening to WRJQ over here from Wisconsin and things like that, I would say, you know, listening to Jerry Schuft.
Yeah.
I think he, for whatever reason, is kind of an underrated concertina player.
Yeah.
Johnny Gogg with the Six Fat, and then before that with the Cats and Jammers.
Yeah.
Let's see. Listening to old recordings from Ray Dorschner, listening to Larry Dorschner play. Trying to think of some other ones off the top of my head.
You ever run into Donnie Kloster at all?
I did meet him once. He was at a concertina festival over here in Maryland. I actually did happen to get his autograph.
So, okay, yeah.
Saw that he's alive and well, played with the Babe Wagner Band a couple weeks ago in New Ulm. So.
At the tribute,
Yep. See that he's doing good too.
Yes. Yeah. And it's fun to talk about those guys. Elmer Scheid, too, is another one, probably. I don't know if you're probably too young to have ever seen him, huh?
Yes, I never had the pleasure.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I only seen him on one or two occasions. But over the years, we had some ballrooms in our area here. And Ivan Kale had a number of good concertina players over the years, came into the area. Also, Six Fat Dutchman, you know, great concertina players always there. Got to dance to some of those, and I'm somewhat older than you are, so I kind of hit it right at the end of those heydays, and boy, we used to have fun dancing. I mean, it was such a great hobby.
I cannot imagine playing for the ballrooms as packed as they were.
Yeah.
You know, hundreds of people, and them trying to dance on the floor shoulder to shoulder. I cannot even imagine it. It had to have been something.
Oh, and it really was. And the summer nights like this now, most of them, of course, that was back in the days where they were more the pavilion style, so they weren't insulated. They didn't have air conditioning or anything like the Medina Ballroom has nowadays. So, and they were usually built on the shores of a lake, and so you could walk outside, and the air was so fresh. The shutters were open. You could hear the music from outside, come inside and dance. It was just a great era.
That's awesome. That would be so awesome to see.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine it.
And we heard other great bands, too. We had Fez Fritchie come into the area. He was an accordion band, but it didn't matter. They played great polka music and just loved to dance to Jolly Lumberjacks, another one that I just loved. The Lumberjacks always featured an accordion, but boy, did they have snap. I mean, they were really, really good.
You mentioned Fez Fritchie. He is one of my two all-time favorite vocalists
yes.
in the polka industry. I just love his vocals.
Yep.
Listen to it all day.
You bet. Do you get the occasion to sing then when you're playing too then?
Yep. I do sing, and then the drummer, he will sing harmony with me. So I never used to sing when I was little. I always had some kind of fear of singing and talking to the people. But as I grew up, I started enjoying singing more. And, you know, my dad always taught me that the people love vocals. It changes something up, and they
yep.
just love to hear words of old-time songs, and so, yeah, we're definitely singing at jobs now.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Well, we've kind of come to the end of the program. First of all, I was going to ask you, so I usually feature some music of the band that we're talking to, and in your case, you don't have recordings yet, so give me a couple of names that you'd like to hear. Because I do record the programs and you'll hear music. So would it be Carl or Brian or Gary, or would you like Elmer Scheid or Six Fats? Just give me a couple of suggestions.
Yeah, maybe some Ivan Cale.
Okay.
I always appreciate Jerry Minar's Queen Constantina playing.
Yeah.
Carl, Brian, maybe a little Fez Fritchie on the vocals there if you got it. That'd be great.
Sure. We'll throw something together. And usually the last thing I ask is, as you look back over your young career, and it's a lot easier for some of these guys that have been playing for 50 or 70 years, they've got lots of memories. But in your short career, any special memory that sticks out in your mind that you'd want to share with the listeners today on the air?
There are way too many to count, even,
really?
Even though my career has been so short. Playing on stage a lot of times with Brian Brigham and Yuri Brigham and Carl Vail invited me up for a couple sets. Meeting the one that comes to mind now is meeting Dan Witticky.
Who
played at Epcot in Disney World. He actually invited me over to his place when I was down in Florida and spent a good part of the day down there, and he kind of told me about his life adventures and how he got started at Disney, and just a real humble heck of a guy. If you never asked him, he'd never mention it to you that he played at Disney.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Everybody in this industry is just so great. That's
you
one
bet.
Of the things I love about it.
Yep. And that's the one thing that I really share and enjoy too, is the fact that polka music for the most part is happy music. It's there's different styles of it. You know, you get into your Dutchman style, and that's what we are primarily around here. But then there's pockets of Polish music, Polish style fans around our area. And, you get the Scandinavian and the Cleveland style too, the Yankovic style. So, but usually for the most part, it's all good. You bet. Well, Andrew, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every guest at the end of the show that if the good Lord is willing and you and I are here down the road sometime again, we'll do this thing again. How's that?
I would enjoy that very much. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
You bet. And with that, we're going to let you run. Wish you a good Memorial Day weekend. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a minute. So thank you very much.
We'll see you there. Thank you.
All righty. And there he goes, Andrew Gervin, our 466th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. We're coming up on 11 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 78 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. We've got some great old-time music coming up for you in just moments. Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks wrapping up our theme right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 466th edition here of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're now at 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 78 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we're going to pick out a few bands, play a couple of tunes, fill out the show here. And we're going to start with, well, this is a great number by any band, but Carl does it as good as anybody. It's one called the Champion Valley Polka. Thank you. Carl and his country Dutch band, boy, it doesn't get any better than that. One called the Champion Valley Polka. Right now, we're going to move to Brian Brigham in the Mississippi Valley Dutchman, another great concertina player. Here's a band number, one called the Moya Deca Polka. Brian Brigham and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman, and a great tune there, one called the Moya Deca Polka. Here's Brian with one called the Circling Pigeon's Landler. Thank you. Brian Brigham and his Mississippi Valley Dutchman. Great recording there of the Circling Pigeons Land there. 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we're at 78 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And, yeah, Jeannie texting me yesterday. And it's copy time, as Jeannie would say. Big announcement today from Jeannie B's Tours. They are kicking off the Fall Early Bird Special Tour on Chasm today. Book the Fall-O-Rama Music Cities of Branson and Memphis Tour, which is in October 24th through the 31st. This tour includes 7 nights lodging, including 2 nights at Graceland at the beautiful Guest House Luxury Hotel. You will also tour Sun Records, Lorraine Motel, site of Martin Luther King's death, the fantastic tour of Graceland, and free time on Beale Street to enjoy the music and excitement of Memphis. Then you get to enjoy 3 nights in Branson with shows including the Showboat Branson Bell, Presley's Hits of the 60s, and Clay Cooper's Country Express. Sightseeing in the Branson area, meals, experience, tour, guide, present treats on Trobex Deluxe Motor Coach. If you love music and are an Elvis fan, do not miss this tour. Jeannie B's Tours Early Bird Special discount of $50 per person will be offered to the first 25 people calling Jeannie B's. So there you go. Give her a call. She's standing by right now. 320-345-1581. Again, that's 320-345-1581. $50 discount right now if you're one of the first 25 to call her to get in on this Early Bird Special discount. And you'll want to also be sure to reserve your seats for the fun one-day tours planned, like the Jasper's Theater musical show in Park Rapids. Dates are filling, so gather your group and book your seats this week. There's also the Summer Boat Cruise, Summer Mystery Day, Jersey Boys at the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater, the Million Dollar Quartet at the Old Log Theater, the Church Basement Ladies New Show. All of these tours include meal, guide, transportation, prizes, and treats. And then there's those minications, which are 1 to 3 nights, include the Norwoods Escape Days. Tour includes the Gull Lake Narrated Boat Cruise Luncheon, the Jasper's Theater Musical in Park Rapids, lodging in Walker, and an optional night, free evening at the Northern Lights Casino. A loaded 2-day itinerary. Seats are filling for the Fall Colors Tours and the Holiday Tours of Branson and Nashville. So don't wait. Again, call Jeannie B at 320-345-1581. And so much more than we have time to mention here, but you can call Jeannie B. Well, she's got the Meet and Greet Travel Show coming up at the Jeannie B's Tour Office in Freeport, and that's going to be on Friday, June 9th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that's a great time. That's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. On Monday, and then June 12th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And on June 12th, you can see the slide presentations for the 2024 Ireland, Alaska, Canadian Rockies, Hawaii, and Washington, D.C. tours. Enjoy treats and prizes as well. As Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. So, yeah, don't hesitate. Don't wait to make that call. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we're at 77 degrees here in central Minnesota. Going through some of the great concertina players after the interview with Andrew Gravine. And right now we're going to move to Gary Brigham and the Ridgeland Dutchman. His rendition of Bobby's Polka. Thank you. Jerry Brigham and his Ridgeland Dutchman, another great concertina player, great band there, one called Bobby's Polka. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon and 77 degrees here in central Minnesota. Andrew Gravine also mentioning that he enjoyed the vocals of Fez Fritzy and the band. We're going to throw in a couple of those right now. Right now, Fez with his famous Tanta Anna.
Auf Wiedersehen, Tanta Anna. Wenn ich die Tanta Anna seh, dann muss ich immer lachen. Sie geht so stolz von Kopf bis Zeh und dann macht sie Sorgen, sagen. Sie trägt so einen grünen Abendkleid, Hut mit roten Federn. Aber wer sie sieht, na der weiß Bescheid und dann ruft sofort ein jeder. Tanta Anna, Tanta Anna, du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Jeden Mann.
Tanta Anna.
Bei wem beißt aber keiner an?
Tanta Anna.
Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt. Wer pflegt sein Haar mit Schweineehl? Sick mit Weizenmehl.
Tanta Anna.
Wer trägt die Nägel grün voll Air?
Tanta Anna.
Bei wem ist doch alles verkehrt?
Tanta Anna.
Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die Frau, die mir gefällt. Verheiratet sein.
Tanta Anna.
Bei wem fällt aber keiner rein?
Tanta Anna.
Und solltest du als Jungfrau sterben?
Tanta Anna.
Dann lass mich dein Vermögen erben.
Tanta Anna.
Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. So wie du gebaut bist. Tanta Anna. Tanta Anna.
Fez Fritzy, as only Fez could do it. Yes, singing the Tanta Anna Polka. 29 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is 77 degrees here in central Minnesota. One more on the way with Fez and the gang. Fez and his Goosetown band. It's the Deutschland Drinking Song.
Allein trink, lass doch die Sorgen zu Haus. Trinkt, trinkt, Brüderlein, trink, schmeiß doch die Sorgen hinaus. Meide den Kummer und meide den Schmerz, dann ist das Leben ein Scherz. Schmeiß mir die Weiber zum Fenster raus, dann gibt's ein Frieden ins Haus. Ein Prosit, ein Prosit der Gemütlichkeit. Thank you.
eins, zwei, Sofa. Da läuft ein manches bisschen aus. Eins, zwei, Sofa. Da hat schon mancher braver Mann eins und zwei Sofa. Er zeigt, was er vertragen kann. Schon früh am Morgen fing er an und spät am Abend kam er heraus. So schön ist im Hofbräuhaus.
This is Fritzy and his Goose Town Band with the Deutschland Drinking Song. Some great songs and great bands that Andrew Gavine picked out there. And yeah, enjoy playing them. 26 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is 77 degrees here in central Minnesota. And the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And yes, the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. Helps eliminate your extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, always with new Hustlers in stock. Boy, he got a couple of semi-loads of them last time I was there, and he didn't know where to put them all, but boy, they were flying out the door the next time I was there. He had sold like 6 of them in just a short couple-hour period. So, yeah, people are finding out what a great dealer Kevin is, and that Hustler is the mower of choice these days. So check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes available, different options, baggers, and other attachments as well. Kevin accepts trades, so if you've got a mower there that's getting a little weak, a little tired, bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. And Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. So if you do happen to trade in that mower, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile around there. He'll tune her up, service it back up, and put her out for sale. So folks looking for something used can also, on occasion, find something used out at Kevin's as well. Kevin took on the Eagle battery-powered line of equipment as well, so he carries weed trimmers, weed eaters, backpack blowers, the handheld blowers, chainsaws, lawnmowers, all of this battery-powered equipment. So check that out when you're there as well. For more information, and before you head out there, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Yeah, Kevin's kind of the one-man band out there. He puts in the crops on the family farm. And so, obviously, when he's out in the tractor, he's not able to help you in the shop area. So, but he wants to be there when you're coming. So if you give him a call ahead of time, you can set up an appointment, and he'll make sure that he's there to talk to you, counsel you what you need, and let you try out one of those brand-new Hustlers. Again, his phone number, 320-363-7459, Kevin's Countryside. Bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Time for just 2 more tunes. Right now we're going to go to Dr. Lester Schuft on Country Dutchman. His latest recording, classic polkas and waltzes and a classic car. Feature Lowell Schubert on the concertina solo. It's one called My Wife, She Is Happy Polka. Thank you. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutch Band, My Wife, She Is Happy, and that is featuring Lowell Schubert on the concertina there. Yes, very polished and very much resembling Elmer Scheid. 21 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to pick on one more concertina player, good concertina player. It's Jerry Schuft with the Earl Schmidt Orchestra, one called the Morning Star Polka. Jerry Schuft on the concertina there with the Earl Schmidt Orchestra, one called the Morning Star Polka, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM on this Memorial Day weekend, 2023.